Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Margie Schaefer, and she is with Economic Development in Audubon County. Good morning to you, Margie.
Good morning, LaVon.
Margie, we want to talk about the wall, and that's coming to Audubon here in a couple of days. So I think let's start. I just sort of assume that everybody knows what we talk about when we say the wall, but we shouldn't assume things. So give us a description of the wall.
Okay. The Wall That Heals is a traveling Vietnam wall, a replica of the wall in Washington, D.C. It's a half miniature replica, and it travels across the country to different communities. The wall will be here starting on Friday of Labor Day weekend and going through Monday. And there was only two locations in Iowa this year that would have the wall. The first location was Newton, Iowa, and they happened to have it in April when we had the snow on the ground. Huh. And I think we've got the other extreme. We're going to have the heat with our walls. So we're encouraging people when they come, if they're wanting to come for one of the ceremonies, to bring their lawn chairs with them.
And maybe an extra container of water or something in their straw hat, whatever it takes to kind of be as comfortable as possible. So let's talk a bit about, I know you have some special ceremonies planned as well as a lot of different times people can come and see the wall. So what's the first ceremony?
The first ceremony is Friday evening at 6:30, and it will be, everything is located in the John James Audubon Park. The wall will be on the south side of the park, and then the stage area by the Carnegie Library is where the actual ceremonies that we'll have for opening and closing, and then the reflection ceremony will all be at the stage area.
When is the first time that people can come and see the wall?
Okay. Officially, they can start coming at 8 o'clock on Friday morning.
All right. And then are there certain hours, or when can people come?
People can visit the wall 24 hours a day. We will have visitors, volunteers that can help them find a name on the wall and things like that. And those hours are typically from 8 to 8 each day. But sometimes there's individuals that have lost a loved one that want to come to the wall in the middle of the night. And that is also an option for them. We'll have individuals always at the wall, but we can't guarantee that they would be able to look, you know, a name mm-hmm. up at the wall at 2 in the morning. Mm-hmm. But we're going to have some great volunteers because you couldn't do it without great volunteers.
Well, that's required when you do something like this. Yeah. You just have to have those volunteers. And you know, there may be people who want to come more than once, and that's okay too.
Oh, definitely. It's free. The only thing that there would be a charge is if they decide at one of the ceremonies prior to the ceremony if they would want, you know, some of the food concessions. But mm-hmm. everything otherwise is free to them. Then our second ceremony is on noon on Saturday, and it's our reflection ceremony. And with that, we're going to have the Patriot Guard riders. They're going to have a flag display on stage while the program is going on. And then our final ceremony will be 6:30 on Monday night, Labor Day. But each morning at 7 a.m., Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we have what's called an awakening ceremony. And those are going to be very nice also.
Margie, this has to have taken so much planning and so much work. Tell us a bit, you know, you mentioned the volunteers, but you have all these ceremonies and certain things are required. This isn't something you just say, well, this will be nice. I think there are certain things that are required when you're going to host the wall.
Right. We've got certain requirements that we're required to do, plus there's different etiquette that you need to cover. Like, for instance, we'll have the Offutt Air Force Base Honor Guard will present the colors and do our a special ceremony for the MIA ceremony and things like that, which has specific things that they do during those times. And then our final retiring the colors will be actually Vietnam veterans that will be our color guard for that. So we've got some very touching things that will happen during our different programs.
How big is the wall?
It's about 250 feet long, so it'll basically be equivalent to about a city block. It's in our John James Audubon Park, so it will pretty much reach across the block from east to west.
Mm-hmm. And how is it moved?
There's a 50 It's moved by a semi-truck and in a 53-foot trailer in its in sections. And so it'll arrive noon on Thursday and then be assembled. It takes about 3 hours probably to assemble it with about 15 to 20 volunteers physically carrying each panel and adjusting it for height and things like that.
Yeah, I was going to ask if it takes a crane, and you just said, no, this is no. done by hand.
Right, because we had a business offer their equipment and things like that, and they said, no, it needs to be handled by hand because of the coating and everything on the wall and just a lot of volunteers for manpower.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how much each of those panels weighs?
I think the heaviest one is like 45 pounds.
Okay. But they're large.
I'm sort of
unwieldy. I'm sure you got to be sure they're handled carefully and then set in place appropriately. And as I was reading about it, I tried to read that a couple of times, the names are in a special order. They're not alphabetical.
Correct. It's unique how they've designed it. At the apex, which is the center of the wall, when you start on the east, at the center, it starts with the person that life was given, you know, for our mm-hmm. freedoms and things. It starts with the very first person, and it's by date of life lost, and it goes out from the center apex to the east. And then when there's over 58,000 names on the wall, then the next group of names that start are on the far west of the wall and works toward the center apex. So at the beginning and the end mm-hmm. is all in the center.
Mm-hmm. What can you tell us about who designed this, why they designed it? What's a bit of that background history?
Okay. They actually had a contest to come up with a design for the Vietnam War Memorial. And a student from Yale University out of over... I think there was over 2,000 entries, was selected. And the idea is the mirroring and reflecting. And when you go to the wall, you can see your reflection in the wall mm-hmm. if you've ever been to the one in Washington, D.C. And the replica will be that way also.
It's pretty amazing. If people have not been to D.C., this is a wonderful opportunity. And I guess if they have been to D.C., they still may want to come because it is a very... meaningful and emotional kind of tie with all of those folks who, as you say, were gave their lives to make sure that some of our freedoms are still here.
Yeah.
Now, how did you decide? I mean, this is such an effort, Margie, for Audubon to take this on. I mean, there had to be some kind of soul searching to say, yes, we're going to do this.
Yes, some of our veterans had talked that they would like, you know, to have one of the traveling walls come here. And so they said they would help on the fundraising. And there's actually six walls that travel. They're different groups and everything. So we looked into it. It was probably a three-year process. We looked into the different groups. And this one actually is the official wall that's affiliated with the Wall Memorial in Washington, D.C. And then we put in an application and... on our second year, we were selected with our Labor Day weekend dates.
Mm-hmm. And mentioning Labor Day, that's a special time. Maybe people can spend a little more time and make sure that they get there from around the area. This isn't just an Audubon County kind of event. This should be something that people can travel from all over to come to see.
Yes. And I know from talking to some of the folks that have family that's a Vietnam veteran, I know there's some family reunions that are being planned for this weekend. I know when I've talked to different ones that once I share about the wall with them, they'll say, well, my dad was in Vietnam, mm-hmm. and he lives in such and such place in Iowa, and he's going to come for the weekend, and mm-hmm. we're going to go to one of the ceremonies.
Good. So remind us again, Margie, when it opens and when it closes.
Okay. The wall opens at 8 o'clock on Friday morning, where we can, again, assist you in looking up a name. Goes through the final ceremony at 6:30 on Monday night of Labor Day, and our final walk to the wall would be at 7:30 that night.
Okay. We want to thank you very much, Margie Schaefer, for all of your work that you've done with all the other folks there, and thank you for visiting with us today.
Thank you.
Until next time, let's all remember our fallen heroes.